Hi, this is Agatha Nolan in Nashville, Tennessee, and today's post is entitled, Take a Break. These are excerpts from a sermon by the Reverend Sarah Kerr, August 12th of 2012, at St. George's Episcopal Church in Nashville, Tennessee. From Ephesians chapter 4. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Paul tells us how to live our new life as Christians. We start by no longer telling lies and putting aside our sins and imitating Christ. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but we can never have the divine qualities of God. Just as children imitate their parents, we are God's dearly beloved children, and God sent us a human example in Christ to show us how we need to live. Like a good parent, God gives us information, shows us how to behave, and then he lets us try it on our own. Like a child who falls many times before he successfully rides a bike, we must continue to strive to be like Jesus, even when we fail repeatedly. After we've learned to ride a bike, we develop muscle memory that can be recalled after many years. We need to develop the muscle memory of being a disciple so that our Christ-like behaviors stick with us and come back to us even after a few wobbles when we are tempted or in need. Our Christian life begins by putting away our old ways of lies and sins to make room for God's love and forgiveness. But one of the hardest things to learn is that this change in behavior is not based upon our own willpower, like we could just grit our teeth and avoid sin. The danger is that if we succeed by trying harder and overcome the sin, we give ourselves all the credit. But when we fail, we sink deeper into despair at our shortcomings and move farther away from God in our shame. This repeated cycle of trying harder and failure happens when we focus on our right behavior instead of focusing on our belovedness in God's eyes. Take a break. Quit trying to be the perfect Christian. It isn't possible to be Christ. Instead, focus on God and His love for you first, and how He has already forgiven you. He's forgiven you for everything. It is only when we accept His love, grace, mercy, and forgiveness that we truly become children of God. Believing in our belovedness always comes before our right behavior. Blessings, my friend. Agatha.